Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We need to talk about house guests from hell. Have you ever had somebody at your house who was just like the worst human?
For legal reasons, I cannot comment.
What? Oh, I know what yours is.
Yeah,
oh.
There's a story I will not tell today, but what? There's also a story I will tell.
How do I tell this one? I had somebody staying at my house for a little while. And if somebody's at your house, oh my God, you guys are going to hate. I don't know. Okay, sorry. I'm so scared.
It's so scary.
You let somebody stay at your house. They're going through some remodeling and stuff. And you're like, yeah, oh my God, by all means, just stay. Yeah. Stay at her house. And then you do the mi casa es su casa.
For sure.
Obviously, if you want to microwave something, use my microwave. Oh, you want a little wine with dinner? Yeah, get in the cabinet, have some wine or whatever. And then I started coming home and going, you opened what bottle?
The red one.
Yeah. The one with the tissue paper on the outside that was inside a box. That one? Yeah. You opened that?
Yeah,
you opened
that one? Yeah, yeah.
And I kind of was like, oh, like the first time it happened, I was like, oh, wow, what are we celebrating? It's like nothing. We just
proving a point that that's expensive.
Right. I'm just like, I'm not going to be a jerk about it, but it's like.
Also happens one time. Okay.
Okay. Oh, no. It's like we're on vacation, essentially. So we're staying in your house. So it's like first thing in the morning here.
No.
Champagne. And I'm like, not champagne. Boof.
Oh, no. You don't open VOOF for just nothing.
A random Tuesday?
No. Also, are these people okay?
To them, it was kind of a vacation because they took time off of work because they weren't on their side of town or whatever. But then it's like, so they're.
Uh-oh.
No, it's not people. No. Oh, okay. You're okay.
Oh.
No, God. No. Yeah. So then, again, then that night, and then it's just. They were there for like 5 days and probably drank. I don't want to put a dollar figure on it, but it would
upwards
blow your
500.
Hair. Erica, the first bottle they drank was $350.
Very upwards of 500.
Well, that red one? Really?
Dude,
was this tea hat?
It had a box.
Oh, we poured half of it out. I don't even know.
Dude, when I say a box, do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying when I say a box?
Like it's in its own box? Yeah, it's in a bag in the box.
Right. It's inside the tissue paper inside a box. And I don't mean a box like what VOOV comes in, like a cardboard box. I mean wood.
Oh, like a...
It's in... Yeah, it makes a sound when you open it.
Right.
What makes you think you open that?
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
My stepmother has a rule. We're allowed to open whatever we want. Just make sure it's under a certain price point. So we all have the little apps on our... Like, she's always like,
literally,
I don't
Vino or whatever on your phone.
It's like, just scan it and just make sure.
What's the price point?
I think it's like, if it's under 50.
Yeah, okay. I would have accepted that all day long.
Yeah, where she's like, I literally don't care.
For the big dogs, every single night.
That's crazy.
I had a bottle of Cristal.
I don't even know what that is.
It's... He knows, probably. Mm-hmm. It's the wrapper champagne. Mm-hmm. It's more expensive than VOOV. Wow. And when they opened the VOOV, I hid it. I had to hide it.
I'm like,
yeah.
They're going to pop the VOOV tomorrow morning. On a Wednesday. They're going
to open VOOV and
it's wild.
I would never open someone's VOOV. Ever.
Ever. Even if I said, mi casa es su casa, it's like, yeah, but at my casa, I wouldn't do that.
Right, let me go get some cooks down the street if I want.
Something that's $5.
Also, you really shouldn't mix VOOV with mimosas.
I think I'm in love with you right now. It's one of those things where you're like, you're dumping orange juice and VOOV. I'll kill people you care about.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
It's like making a screwdriver with Kettle One.
Unless it's Christmas.
No, you still don't. You open the Kirkland.
The Kirkland. Yeah, yeah,
mimosas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You open VOOV to drink all by itself.
Now that
sorry, I've just always wanted to get that off my chest.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, I'm sorry.
not you. All right, I know everybody's got stories, but we want to hear yours as well. What was your house guest from hell? 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
I had a friend when we were younger, right out of college, who kind of lived in my city, traveled a lot for work, but was in my city often, and decided I was just where she stayed every time she was going to be in town. No, I am very poor.
Yes.
Very poor, living in a very crappy apartment with a roommate. There's no extra space. And she would show up, stay on the couch, which means no one else can really use the living
room. Watch TV, do anything.
We have tiniest TV anyway. And would be angry. I was working very early mornings at the time. And when I couldn't go out on a Tuesday night, it was like, well, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to just stay here while you're at work?
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what. Yes.
I'm not the entertainment committee.
I'm literally working. I don't know what you want from me. I don't speak to that friend anymore. Because I couldn't handle, I was like, I can't stay close with you and have every time you come to my city, you're like, knock, knock, entertain me.
Yeah, I would hate that.
Did you have to cut it off? Did you tell her why you cut it off?
No, I just started being unavailable when she,
Have you ever had anybody stay at your house with kids?
Only my family.
No.
I'm going to tell you, when it happens, eventually it will happen to you. If they don't parent their kids the way you do, if they're letting their kids just run amok, it's one of the worst feelings. Like the kids are opening the VOOV. On a Tuesday.
Right. Yeah. Leo.
I had right after I graduated college, I had an apartment still in our college town because my wife we were dating at the time, but she was still going. So I stuck around. All my buddies left. So for homecoming one year, they all came back and I had the apartment. So I was excited
Oh,
you guys can all stay with me because I have an apartment. I'm an adult, kind of show off. And they wrecked my apartment. Yeah, they broke chairs.
No,
yes.
What?
Yes. Yes. It was eight guys all staying there. So,
with what space?
No space. No. And in fact, when we got back from the bars one night, one of my buddies had already made it back home or back to my apartment. Kind of. He gotten in the front door and then decided to just call it quits right there. So we couldn't get the door open.
Oh, he's 200 pounds.
Yeah, he's laying. He's a football player. He's laying on the ground, blocking the door.
Oh my gosh. Shove the door hard enough.
Open the door. So now we've got seven guys out in the hallway, trying to push the door open.
Oh my God. Boy. Yeah. And then
the apartment manager called me the next day.
Said, yeah, this is over today.
We're not doing that again. I was like, I don't even know those guys.
There was a Reddit thread about it or something. I just have to read this one. They pooped in my shower and blamed it on the dog.
Oh my gosh, I just remember the story. I'll be real quick.
Yeah, go.
My sister had a roommate at one point. This was their younger years. None of them were married, seriously dating anyone. My sister wakes up one morning. She has a dog. And she goes out and her roommate is on the couch. And she's like, what are you doing on the couch? And the friend is like, oh my gosh, sorry. The guy I brought home last night was just being so annoying, whatever. And then she's like, and it smells. I think Joey, the dog, pooped in there.
Please say isn't a Johnny Depp, Amber Heard situation.
Like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. So once the guy finally leaves, my sister's like, I will clean up Joey's poop. Joey was still a puppy, so this wasn't that crazy. She starts to look for the poop and it's like, hold on, why is the poop on your shoe rack? They later discover the man didn't know where he was in the middle of the night.
So he got up and pooped on her shoes?
That was
pooped
the toilet.
On her shoes?
So my sister was cleaning up human poop. She screamed. She said she lost it.
I just want everyone to know, good luck beating the stories we've told. But if you've had... I also don't want them all to be poop related. No, there's a way to avoid that. Okay. Or let's just embrace it.
Percentage of them.
House guest from hell. 303-222-5423.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about house guests from hell, and I would like to apologize that I got a little...
Wow, a little?
If someone were drinking the kind of wine they were drinking in my house, you'd be mad.
I don't keep that kind of wine okay. in my house.
You can't keep that kind of wine. But hey. If someone drank you like a case of your Kim Crawford, you'd Ooh. Be mad, right?
Yeah, the good news is I could afford it, probably.
Right. Robert?
Yai.
Yai. House guest from hell.
All right, quick version. Had a guest stay with me, went to school with this guy. Great guy. He was kind of the life of the party at school, and it was good to see him again. When I said, my house is your house, help yourself to whatever, I didn't mean help yourself to my Louis tray, and he finished the bottle.
Okay. Clearly, Aaron and I don't know what that is.
Look it up. Look up Louis tray.
I have
Louis
never tray. Seen you react.
Oh, my God. First off, you had a bottle of Louis tray.
I-E-I-S-T-R-E-Y-A-Y.
Like,
which one?
Like three X's.
Oh, I've seen this at a bar before.
Yes.
The prices I'm seeing are $3,999, $49,000,
$11,000. Yes. You had Louis tray at your house.
And why?
He polished it?
Yep. I mean, granted, there was maybe, 75% of the bottle left, but over one weekend, it was gone.
Granted is, I thought you were going to say granted there was one glass left. Regardless.
No
matter how much he drank, that when I say mi casa es su casa, it doesn't mean that.
It doesn't mean all my nice things are yours. You don't go and take someone's diamonds because they say mi casa es su casa.
Right.
That's right. That's right. It hurts to tell the story.
So. You're no longer friends with that dude, right?
No, I mean, we're still friends, but I'm just not as, hey, love to see you, come visit.
How about $2,000, baby?
My God, that hurts my soul.
I've never seen you react like that
in my life.
When he
said Louis tray, by the way, which I think tastes like snake piss.
Oh.
It's terrible, but it's expensive.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it says that on the bottle.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Robert. Am I allowed to say any of the things I just said?
Probably not. Sure.
Okay, Heather.
Yay.
House guests from hell, what happened?
Oh, my God. A year ago, my cousins came in from England. Okay, and it's a different culture.
Hack, you're not going to give her a... There it is.
I'm not.
As everybody knows, it's a very different culture over there.
Sure.
And so I get up, I don't know, it must have been like 7:15 in the morning, and my husband's looking out the window, and I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm looking at two British women on your lawn sunbathing in front of the construction workers with a bottle of vodka. And I'm like, what are you talking? I run over to the window. There they are, half naked. There's construction people not doing their work.
Of course not.
Oh, my gosh.
Not till the show's over. I'm not working.
Frankly, Heather, I don't see the problem.
And they're offering them the vodka and stuff. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa.
What?
So
have a bit of a drink, love.
Oh, my God.
On a nature drive, and we ended up at Mishawa for lunch or something, and they decided they were going to get naked and go into the river.
What?
And I'm like, I am going to get my cousins arrested for public indecency.
Like, yeah, no, like maybe next time they're in town, why don't you give us a little shout?
Okay,
yeah, we'll pay for the tickets, really. I mean, and I have vodka. I mean, okay. Thank you.
Can I get work construction?
Jeanette?
Yay.
House guests from hell. What happened?
So my ex's aunt and uncle needed a place to stay while they were in between places for a couple weeks.
Okay.
Biggest thing, there was a few things they did, but the number one thing they did was rearrange my entire kitchen.
Oh my God. You don't mess with somebody's...
Like, the spatulas are over here now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had two young kids, and food was in all different places. Dishes in all different places. I'm like,
My mother-in-law did that one time too. She
Who
came
thinks
in,
that's okay?
Yeah. She's like, it makes more sense to have your knives here, and I'm like, makes more sense to you,
right?
But like, I want the knives right above in the drawer above the cutting board. Like, I know I'm grabbing this and this. Like, Yeah, no, oh, God.
Why is that something people want to do on vacation? Like, I'll rearrange your kitchen.
They think they're paying you back for the service of...
No, don't touch my kitchen.
Right, don't touch
your
kitchen.
Noted.
We're coming over.
No.
This person apparently needs VD.
Voice, yeah, voice disguiser.
Sure. Candy?
Yes.
Yes. You are disguised. What, your house guest from hell?
Okay, so me and my girlfriend went out one night, and then we get back to the house, and then in the middle of the night, she tells me that she needs to go pee, so I'm like, okay, yeah, go ahead. And then she, waiting for the door to open and stuff like that, and then, oh, no, nothing's happening. So I hear this weird noise, and I thought my dog was peeing in my room. Mm-hmm. So I get up. And I turn on the light, and she's peeing in my laundry basket.
Yeah. Now you have more than one problem.
Yeah.
These are dirty, right?
Oh, my gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.